We had a situation a couple of months ago where the road subsided because of all the water that went through there in the June floods. And this is just another sort of instance of that that's caused this again?
Yeah, it is, Martin. That repair was a success, and it's not a repeat of the same area. It's a little further south of the previous slip, and we've been watching it for quite a while. Because we received some more heavy rain last week, it started to move probably 100 metres south of the previous slip. And so today we've got geotech engineers checking out the stability of it and assessing what needs to be done in relation to this particular section. And in the meantime, we've closed the southbound lane coming out of Boat Harbour Beach, that is, and it's monitored by traffic lights and the one-way traffic. There's been no load limit in engaged on it yet, so it's still accessible by all grades of machinery and vehicles, but just one lane, and there's be a little inconvenience to some residents, but...
So it'll still be okay for school buses and whatever to get through past there, okay?
Yep. It's still accessible. So when... precaution was taken, but look, this is just ongoing from the June floods. As we continue to get rain, because so much water's penetrated underneath the surface of the road and don't take much more...
No, well, we saw what happened on Table Cape with the house up there. And when you had the first landslip, you imposed, I think, a 5-tonne limit on it. So does that suggest this one's not as severe as that one?
Yeah, it does suggest it's not as severe. And the assessment that's being made today will give us more assessment on whether it needs to be reduced to a load limit or not. But depending on the report today, but at this stage it's quite stable to travel on, and we'll look as if there'll be another major removal of the soft material and a deep depth of base material will have to be replaced and ongoing. But we certainly hope that, no more rain comes, Martin.
Yes. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, Robbie, but have you had a look at the radar lately? It's not too good. It's a bit ugly.
I'm in the vehicle now and it's pouring down on the roof, and I'm having difficulties in hearing on the phone, but no, I don't think it looks too good. But whilst we knew what damage the flood done back in June, we don't know what how close some other things are to having damage done to them. And there's quite a few hidden mysteries, I think, that we're going to continue to find.
Well, you mentioned you've been monitoring this one for a while, so there was obviously a sign that was there. Is there any other areas of the road that you're monitoring at the moment?
No, just this one, and in particular because it's the Boat Harbour Beach Road, and subject to Class A landslip, it's got a close watch on it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. It's only one way in and out of Boat Harbour, unfortunately, unless you're in a boat. But how long do you think it'll take to repair? I know it's only early days, but are we looking at the same sort of time frame? The last one, I think, was about 4 or 5 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We engage outside contractors, in abundance to get it done in a short period of time, and we'll address it the same this time, because the work's got to be done. As quick as we can do it, the better. With less inconvenience to the residents and the visitors to Boat Harbour, because it's getting that time of the year. If we get a few sunny days and the weather's in springtime, we're going to have a tourist, aren't we?
Absolutely. Well, Robbie, thanks for taking a bit of time out of your day to let us know about that today. Yeah, we'll catch up with you tomorrow, as usual, in our Mayor's chat, but hopefully we'll get an update on what the situation is tomorrow as well. But once again, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, look forward to tomorrow, mate.
I'll talk to you then.